Welcome back to Proper Football, Up the Villa podcast, match preview, Chelsea v Aston Villa. Again, it feels like, that Bournemouth game to me feels like it happened about 5 years ago. It feels that long since we was in that old ten, cheering them goals and waxing lyrical about that utter domination over Bournemouth. It just feels like... so long, but it's back, and it's back now. 11 games, and then we are off with the break. So let's enjoy the 11 games. But quite a lot's happened since Villa have been away. We've had a John Duran goal, his first senior goal for Colombia. We've got Jacob Ramsey captaining the under-21s. We've got Unai Emery's Manager of the Month nomination again, and the Aston Villa women have made a semi-final. So a lot of good stuff is happening in and around the club. Wherever you look at Aston Villa at the minute, there's something good going on. So I think that is absolute brilliant, isn't it, really? So where shall we start? So we'll go with Hannah. How are you feeling about Chelsea then? You looking forward to it?
I am looking forward to it, as always. I think it's a good challenge. I just think back, as many people do, to earlier in this season, that specific interview with a certain ex-manager
Don't say it.
You know, there was a certain expectation of how we'd fare against Chelsea.
Sorry to interrupt, but he was even wrong about that, weren't he?
Saturday,
we finally go above them, so you know, just show
some indeed.
Yes, we'll be wiping indeed. The floor with them.
Well, hopefully, I was going to get on to that. We would hope that we can capitalize on sort of how Chelsea season's gone so far. I think, you know, I've got a slight bit of sympathy for Graham Potter because I think he's been. Placed in a quite a tricky situation with so many big names, so many people, new people in the squad. So I think things aren't as straightforward at Chelsea as perhaps they seem. It's not just a case of they're crap. They're still, you know, a massively talented side. And we know that on their day, they can wipe the floor with anyone. So going into Saturday's game, I think, you know, feeling quite positive in the sense that we like an away game at the minute, and just coming back off this little break, you know, last game was a great win. We've also had some good international spells for a lot of the players, like you mentioned with John Duran. We've had John McGinn scoring, all sorts happening. So I think we are going into it in a really good place. I think Emery has also had, you know, an extra couple of weeks to analyse this game. I don't think it'll be an easy one. I'm not sure what Emery's record's like against Chelsea, but I hope it's a positive one, as it is against so many other managers. But I think it's, you know, it's got to be a statement performance, because it still does feel like we're going under the radar a little bit in terms of how well we're doing. You know, you've seen all of the graphics online where we're getting bundled up with that bottom nine, and it's like we are so far beyond that sort of 11th, 12th pack and below. So I feel like if we can put in a performance and get points against Chelsea and go above them, it finally feels like we might get a bit of recognition for how well we've done this season since Emery came in, because it will just take us up into that top bit and show that, you know, you don't need a billion-dollar squad like Chelsea have in order to succeed. So I'm sure that's what Emery will be telling his players, you know, win this. It'll be a standout win, and we can really sort of climb into that top half of the table, which I think really now is what we're looking at as a successful season. Europe might not be on the cards, not in my opinion, but, you know, that 9th or 10th spot is totally ours to lose, in my opinion. So this is definitely a big game in a very busy month. We've got 7 games coming up, so it'd be nice to start April off with a bang.
Hannah, talking sense as usual. You do mention Europe, and I think it's a word that Villa fans shy away from mentioning, talking about, looking at. But from a couple of sound bites from Moreno and Ramsey in the international break, it does feel like that is the little carrot that is being dangled in front of them to get seventh or to be in the mix in and around that position. Now, it, like you say, it would be a massive, massive stretch to say we think we can do it. I think we're in the conversation, which is a good thing. A game on Saturday is a game where if you are in with a shout of it, you have to be winning. And I think that will then sort of give the squad confidence. So I think we're going into a run of fixtures against, in this next 11 games, against a lot of teams that are in and around us. You know, we've still got to play Man United, Newcastle, Brighton, Fulham, Brentford, Chelsea. So we've got to play a lot of teams that are in and around us. So I think that can possibly help as well. So I do think, you know, it's a big test now, the 11 games, because it's far, we're getting to like the business end of the season, aren't we? This is where you see what they're made of. You know, you see whether can these players rise to the occasion and have a real good end to the season. So we'll touch on Chelsea in a second then. But Ryan, if I just get your thoughts on like April as a whole, because we've got a lot of fixtures in April. There's more fixtures in April now than there is in May. So it feels like consistency in April is going to be quite important to see where we finish. So we've got Chelsea on the 1st, Leicester on the 4th, Forest on the 8th, Newcastle on the 15th, Brentford on the 22nd, Fulham on the 25th, and United on the 30th. So what's your thoughts going into this month?
I think we're going to be busy on this podcast as well, which will be completely enjoyable if we carry on the consistency that we have been showing. I'm really, really enjoying game by game at the minute. Just seeing Emery's little tweaks, his tactical shakes-ups, his selections, his substitutions. I'm just loving it game by game at the minute. Europe, I'm happy. I'm sitting on the fence with the Europe thing. I'm just happy to.
You're one of them. You can't say the word and no. You can't commit to the word.
I can't commit to it, no. But what would be very telling, I think, what have we got then? 11 games, did you say, left? And yeah, seven of them against the upper half of the Premier League. Now, you know, we had a defeat against Arsenal at home where Emery wasn't happy. Man City blew us away in the first half as well. So these teams in the top 10, we want to see us a bit closer, a bit more in the game, especially against the teams like Brentford and Brighton, who have got good, firm styles. They're very organised. They're completely on each other's wavelength as a team. So I'm looking forward to us competing against them and seeing where we are, because that's the pack that we need to be chasing down, your Brightons, your Brentfords, even your Fulhams, who I think we will surpass now, especially with the big man up front getting suspended. But I agree with you, Luke. You know, if we are talking about it behind the scenes, if that carrot is being dangled, if Emery's mentioning it to the players, look, there's an opportunity here, then we need to turn up at these big games now, because there will be big games if that's that final push that we're going to go for. If Emery's gone to the lads and go, do you think we can make it, and all the lads are behind it, then there's a lot of pressure behind the scenes then, isn't there, going into games like
this? The thing that I just want to really pick up on is the fact that I can understand why fans don't want to mention it and they don't want to talk about it or whatever, but the way I kind of keep looking at it in this break is that, what? Okay, we're 4 points behind Liverpool, right? 4 points, right? If Villa were 4 points off relegation, everybody would be having a meltdown saying that we could easily get relegated. So we've got to get in this bit of a... I think we've got to just change our mentality a little bit and think this season's not dead. Like, why have we got that mindset that it's like, we can't? Why not? That's my mindset. Why not?
Yeah, I think there's so many more positives to take from this season. We've gained a lot of positives while Emery's come in. I just don't think... we can get in that mix, and it'll be exciting to get in that mix. But it's not the be all, and it's not the... It's Europe or nothing, is it? Yeah. There's plenty. Even if we just peter around and we're close to it, it's still there. Still be plenty of positives to take from it. But you know, if it's an ambitious squad, then why not? Let's go for it. Yeah. But me personally, I'm just chill. I'm just enjoying game by game and see where we do end up. But I get your vibe on the mentality, and we should be going for it. You know what I mean? We're 4 points off, but we have got. I think it's like the second on paper. We have got the second hardest running. So, I'm chill, man. I'm chill.
Cool. Justin, do you want to add your thoughts on everything that's discussed so far?
Well, I've played Europe down for a while now, but I think I've changed my mind. I think we can go 4-4 and have a go for it. I just think we've got nothing to lose.
I don't understand why not.
I think Saturday's game is a huge indicator to where we are, coming off the back of 4 good performances, 3 wins and a draw. I think we're in a good place. A lot of the squad haven't gone away. The ones that have gone away have done really well. The McGinns, the Drans, Ramsey's gone away and done well. So they're all going to come back in good spirits. We go to a Chelsea team that's, you know, just so up and down all season. You just don't know what team's going to turn up. So I think we go there with a strong mentality, with a very good manager, with a really good mindset. With a really good tactical approach to games nowadays, very good away from home, nothing to lose. Let's go there and try and win them, try and beat them. And then you go to Leicester, who's struggling. Forest aren't doing that well. Newcastle, you know, of late haven't been brilliant. Coming to Villa Park and Brentford, you know, ran by us. Fulham ran by us. There's 5 games there. We can pick up, you know, a decent amount of points, all difficult games, and on the day, all of them potentially could beat us. But I'm positive. I don't think we've got anything to lose. And if the cup competitions end up going the way we think they will, then 7th could be good enough for Europe. So, you know, why not? We've done enough this season now to put ourselves in the position of, like you say, being in the conversation for Europe. And if that's what happens, that's what happens. You know, I would worry about the amount of games we would have to play next season. So it would need a real strong look at the squad next year, making sure we're strong enough to go on all fronts. It might change the transfer approach in the summer, possibly, if we are going in, you know, to another competition in the Europa Conference League and the Europa League. Notoriously long campaigns with lots of extra games, so you know we would have to have a reassess in the summer. But let's get there first and worry about that after. But why not? Let's just go 4-4, try and win as many games as we can, and wherever we finish. You know, I think I'm pretty confident we're gonna have a top half finish now. I think we can catch probably 3 of the teams above us. I think Brentford, Brighton and Fulham are very catchable. Chelsea and Liverpool, depends which Chelsea and Liverpool end of the season. That's the only thing I could think with those two. But I'm massively looking forward to Saturday. I think it's a really good game to test ourselves. These are the kind of games now we want to test ourselves with, because they're the kind of teams we've got to chase down, and Emery will have his sights set firmly on those kind of teams. They've spent a lot of money. They've thrown a lot of players in the mix for Potter to try and sort out, and he's having a really tough time trying to work out what to do with all of them. So we get there very settled, and I can't wait for the game. So yeah, bring it on.
I'll tell you one thing, which will be an advantage to us, that normally happen to teams in this position at this time of the season, is they go on the beach. We are not anyway going to be going on the beach, are we? We will not be down in tools and seeing out the season. Emery will want to win every single game, and we are gonna have the mindset to try and win every single game. You know, it'll be none of this strolling to the end of the season. We'll start again next season. This momentum will build and build. So that's, you know, I'm not ruling out Europe by a mile. You know, I'd love to get into Europe. I'd love to get to play with you guys and get in there. But
I want never match previews in Cyprus. That's what I want.
Beer in our hand, mate. Shorts on.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. You're right. I'm not ruling it in either. I'm just saying, what we got to lose. Nothing to lose.
Yeah, and I've got nothing position. To be fair, I will say before I get hammered in the comments that, you know, I'm bigging up Europe. I'm just saying we should be at least going for it. That's my point. Like,
yeah. Well, you've only got to.
We are going to go for a win in every game, aren't we?
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you've only got to look at the league table to tell you that, you know, in the form we're in, that we're within touching distance, aren't we? You know, whether it happens or not, we'll find out. It could all get disastrously wrong over the next three games. We could have a stinker, which, you know, we're capable of doing, and that's it. It's done. But whilst there's still a chance and a possibility, and you know, there's lots of points to fight for, let's go for it. And that's, I would imagine, that's Emery's stance as well, and the players, because, like you say, you don't want to lose momentum. You want to keep everything going. There's a lot of players playing for their futures at Villa and trying to impress the manager. So, you know, all just can't wait. Let's get back on the Emery train.
Yeah.
Cool. Right, let's go through some of the usual stuff that we do before we get into talking about Chelsea. And so, head-to-head record, it's not the best, not the worst, is it, that we've seen? So, we'll move on. This is our form guide. So, both pretty much in form going into it, really. Their last three games, our last four. Recent meetings, again, not as bad as what you'd probably expect. You know, we beat them in 2021, and we got a draw as well. This season, Villa currently have more wins than Chelsea this season, which is just mental. You know, you'd never expect that. This is how Chelsea lined up in their 2-2 draw against Everton. So, Fofana, Koulibaly, Badiashvili, Chilwell, James, Fernandes, Kovacic, Felix, Havertz and Pulisic. They predominantly attack through the middle. This was their shot map versus Everton. Average positions, so it's a little bit backwards. You've got the keeper, the back three. You can see fullbacks getting high, and then their front three. We'll go into it in a bit more detail on the predicted lineup. If you look at centrally in central midfield, we're going to have four across there. So I'd like to think in this little area, this area, this area, this area, we can get a little bit of joy, especially with Watkins, you know, moving their centre-backs around. So it's important that Watkins has a little bit of support, because if he's coming up against three centre-backs, then he's going to need a Buendia or a Bailey and some runners from midfield as well, helping him out. This is how they attack. So they predominantly attacked down their left-hand side. So that would have been with Chilwell. Yes, that's with Chilwell. So that would be up against our right back. So again, we'll talk about that with Matty Cash being out for this game as well. Their passing network, pretty good, pretty expansive. Quite a bit of width, as you'd imagine, with a side that are playing sort of five at the back, well, with wing-backs. But if you look at that central midfield, it's going to be important that we get in and around Kovacic and Fernandes. Fernandes is the one that sort of, you know, is liking to get on the ball and get them passes spraying as well. And I think, what I will say about their front line, it always worries me when they don't technically have a striker. I think, you know, I always remember Aguero running riot when there's this false nine as a striker that's just floating around. So, you know, João Felix and Havertz, they are going to be something that we do have to keep an eye on. So there we go. That's how they're going to play. It's how they're going to set up. So, Hannah, how are you feeling then, having seen all of that? What I'd ask you then, how do you feel like the game's going to go? Because if I think about Chelsea, I've watched them quite a bit this season. They always seem a bit bitty. It never feels free-flowing. You've always got a bit of a chance. So how do you see the game going?
Yeah, I think it's another one of those teams where they've probably suffered as a consequence of buying too many players and it just being a bit of like a patchwork team where they don't have that same chemistry, and perhaps the manager's ethos and what he wants to do hasn't quite really bedded in. So they aren't, you know, free-flowing, like you say. There's not that kind of chemistry in the team that I feel like Villa have as an advantage. So we're coming into this in high spirits as a unit. It feels like, you know, in the last couple of episodes when we've mentioned this team, feels like they really understand their roles now and they're building good relationships between each other. This Chelsea team haven't had that luxury. You know, there's a lot of chopping and changing. There's lots of new people coming in, even in January. So that's definitely something could say Villa have an advantage over Chelsea in that respect, which can't be underestimated. Like, there's talent, but you can have 11 talented individuals on a pitch, but if they're not a team, then, you know, you struggle. So I do think we can get at them. I think we've seen them concede a lot more goals this season. I'm not particularly convinced by the centre-backs. I think, you know, they've lost a couple of really good centre-backs in the last season or two. And now, yeah, I think we saw in those statistics that Villa are averaging more goals per game as well. So with our goal-scoring form, we've scored in every game under Unai Emery. Ollie Watkins is in great form. We should technically be, you know, in a pretty good position to get something against Chelsea. As long as I think we keep strong defensively, which we have been doing, I feel relatively confident, which is always the famous last words. But I just think that we have that advantage in terms of, like, being able to score every game and trying to keep it tight at the back. This Chelsea team just don't convince me at the minute. But like I say, it depends who turns up on the day. It's a bit like the Liverpool situation where, you know, they seem to have the odd game where they look like the team of old, and then they go back to kind of just looking a bit fragmented, a bit stale, a bit like they're lacking ideas. So hopefully we get that at Chelsea on Saturday. But we have so much on our side, our away form, our goal scoring ability, keeping clean sheets of late. So I don't think there's any major areas of concern from a Villa perspective. It just depends what Chelsea side turn up, I think.
Yeah, I just don't think we're going to lose this game. I've just got a feeling. Ryan, what are you?
Yeah, I'm with you, mate. I'm with you. I'm feeling positive going into this. I don't know whether it's the break. I'm just excited that the Villa are back. But I feel like we're in a good place. I feel like structurally we're good. I feel like Hannah says, everyone knows what they're doing. We're heading there in real good form, especially away. Ollie Watkins is banging the goals in. I think if he scores, it's five in a row. And no striker's done that away from home for Villa in the Premier League. So away from home, we are a different animal. You know, we suck teams in. We manipulate them into sort of playing attacking football by drawing them in. And then, boom, we counter them. And it works beautiful. It works beautiful away from home. And Chelsea's form at home is sketchy, man. It's sketchy. I thought they'd like turned a bit of a corner and, you know, Fofana come in and it's sort of like, they've sort of improved a bit. But then, you know, was it a two-goal lead? No, it wasn't a two-goal lead, was it?
The leading twice,
yeah. Yeah, so they let that go against Everton. And then I was looking at their games, and I think they beat Leeds 1-0, didn't they? And they beat Palace 1-0. So, yeah, you're only beating them by one goal at home. They're really struggling. You lost to Southampton, you lost to City, you got draws against Fulham and Everton. So the bridge is not a happy place at the minute. And there's a lack of creativity, really. There's a lack of goals for Chelsea at the minute. You know, you look at Kai Havertz, and he's their top goal scorer with 7. And I don't remember a Premier League season where Chelsea's top goal scorer is only on 7 goals at this time of the season. And, you know, I like Kai Havertz. I think he's a top, top player, but he needs that foil. He needs a striker. He'd be well suited to playing up front with Ollie Watkins if they want to hand him over in the summer. But, yeah, I do like Kai Havertz. But they're struggling, even their assists. You know, no player's got more than 2 assists. Yeah, and they're coming from Chilwell. Thiago Silva's got 2. Cucurella's got 2. So defenders. So I think it's just lacking that cutting edge. And with our organisation going into that game defensively, we're sound, we help out. You know, you might see at times that bit of a 6 formation like we did against Tottenham, because we haven't seen that rolled out for a while. So, I'm confident. Emery's filled me with so much confidence away from home. So, I don't think we'll lose. I don't think we'll lose.
It's one of them. It's got to be... You gotta think of what it's like for the Chelsea fans at Stamford Bridge. You know, it's still a bit of discontent, isn't there? They're not playing the best football at home. So what are the worst things we could do? Concede early. That would be a bit of a shocker. So again, we've got to keep it nice and tight. We've got to frustrate. You know, like Hannah and you said, like, We score in every game that we play, don't we, so far under Emery? So, you know, if we can get an early goal and frustrate, or, you know, as long as they keep it nice and tight, make it difficult for them to play against, don't let them get into any rhythm.
I think ball possession will frustrate them the most as well.
Yeah, right. We
rock up and start dominating the ball early doors, that will frustrate the crowd, especially half five kickoff under the lights. You know, you've had a bit of time in the pub and everyone's buzzing, and then you come to the game and Villa are dominating. You know, I think that's what, you know, we've got to get a foothold in the game straight away and really have that crowd on edge.
Yeah, definitely. Right, so we'll end it there then. We'll have our score predictions. Justin, what are you going to go for?
2 apiece.
Little Desmond, is that what you're going with?
Continue the unbeaten run.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to lose, but I don't think we're going to win. I'm going for 1-1. That's been in my head for a while, 1-1. Hannah, what are you going with?
I'll take a point, but I'm going to bring the positive vibes. I'm going for a 2-1 away victory.
That would be massive.
She's done it, Justin.
Ryan, what are you going with then?
Well, I did just say we weren't going to lose, so I was going to go 1-1, but you've took that. Then I thought, you know what, I'll go with 2-1. So Hannah's took that. So I'm well and truly diving off the fence.
4-0.
I'm going to go 3-1. 3-1. Let's have it.
Oh, my days. The scenes. So, match content.
We've done it before, mate. Stephen Ireland even got on the score sheet.
Match content is back then. It's going to be a busy one for us. The schedule sort of this week, we've got this predicted lineup, press conference, match reaction, and player ratings will be together. We'll have a debrief on Sunday. Monday, we'll have a match preview and predicted lineup together. And then Tuesday, we've got Leicester. So we'll have something out after the Leicester game. So I'll try and mash a couple together. So there'll be some out every single day. So yeah, let's do it. Let's get a good result against Chelsea and then see where we are after that. So up the Villa.
Up the Villa.